Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
It ain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. Do you ever find yourself with a tune stuck in your head all day? This happened to me recently with the song It Ain't What You Do, It's The Way That You Do It by Funboy 3 and Bananarama from 1982. That's not only a lifetime ago, but also in the days of the mullet. Why was this little ditty stuck in my mind? Well, it occurred to me recently that it isn't just what we do for work, but the way in which we do our work that gets results. This was exemplified to me recently when I sought out a new dentist. I had a very good checkup with the dentist. He was friendly and yet efficient. He was on time and clear on what I needed to have done. It was from this point onwards that I had a bad taste in my mouth. The administrative services provided by his reception team were pretty dreadful. Inaccurate information provided in an untimely manner, wrapped up in broken promises and a lack of follow through. With so much choice, I chose not to use this particular dentist. I also remember working with two colleagues, Sophie and Kevin, who did the same work, but did it very differently. They were both management accountants on our international finance team. They were both accurate providers of information. They were both timely in providing reports, and they were both about the same age. The difference came in how they did their work. Sophie was always miserable, low energy, and sarcastic. Conversely, Kevin was always positive, friendly, and optimistic. Getting something from Sophie was like pulling teeth, whereas Kevin volunteered to make you a cup of tea while you waited. Interestingly, when I looked this morning at their LinkedIn profiles 20 years later, Kevin seems like he's been a lot more successful in his career than Sophie. One of my top 50 reasons to live in California is In-N-Out Burger. As their ads say, it's what a hamburger is all about. I do think, hands down, their patties and fries are much better quality product than any of their competitors. But I think it's more than just a product. In-N-Out seems to have processes and procedures that excel, and yet I think it's even more than that. I believe their secret sauce is wrapped up in their people. I visited with their now retired director of training, Jack Rowley, a few years back, and I was astounded by how much they pour into these young adults who may only be with them for a short period of time. Jack explained how In-N-Out saw they had a noble responsibility to help shape young men and women to respect themselves and to treat others in the manner in which they themselves would want to be treated. In-N-Out University in Baldwin Park, California, teaches not only how to make a great hamburger, but also how to provide remarkable service. You know, I remember my mom and dad giving me similar sage advice as a 13-year-old about to head out on my first newspaper route. Quote, "Paul, do your work to the very best of your ability," end quote. It was a few decades later when I came to understand the principle on which this advice was built upon. But in those wonder years in between, their advice served me well. A couple of years later, my parents added, quote, "We don't care if you want to be a trash truck driver. Just make sure you're an excellent trash truck driver. Whatever you do, do it to the best of your ability," end quote. I never did drive a trash truck, but whether it was washing dishes in my first hotel job or conducting a financial review as a regional director some 17 years later, I could always hear the wisdom of my parents. See, it ain't what you do, it's the way that you do it, and that's what gets results. At the back of my mind, I knew this was a tune from yesteryear, and after a bit of research, I actually found out this was first recorded in 1939 and sung by the likes of Ella Fitzgerald. Who knew? So there's nothing new under the sun. This isn't about 1939 or 1982. This is about timeless principles of how to be of service to others. It doesn't matter whether we're talking about a dentist, a management accountant, or a burger joint. We're called to ultimately be of service to each other in this one wonderful life.
I hope you found that short story useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.